As candidates for Kansas governor meet in debates and tout their credentials on the campaign trail, they frequently talk about spending on schools. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service looks into the top education plan for each candidate, what adds up and what doesn't.
It's no surprise that candidates talk about Kansas school funding a lot. It eats up more state spending than anything else at $4.5 billion. Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly says strong schools drew her family to Kansas, but she also says those schools did not see enough investment after Governor Sam Brownback's 2012 tax cuts.
And I'm running for governor because I want to make sure that every child, no matter who they are or where they live, have the same opportunities to succeed that my daughters did.
Some estimates show Kansas might be facing tight finances again in the coming years. But Kelly says reversing the tax cuts means Kansas can afford to spend on schools and early childhood programs. I called two experts on opposite sides of the country who have both watched Kansas closely. Bruce Baker is a professor at Rutgers University.
Because of those tax cuts, Kansas school funding took a bigger hit than many, if not most, other states.
Baker says more spending can help student performance, even though Kansas schools already do pretty well.
But if they want to be better than that, if you want to shoot for even more, on average, it's going to cost more.
Not so fast, says Eric Hanishek with the Hoover Institution at Stanford University.
How you spend money is more important than how much you spend in almost every instance, because Kansas is already spending a lot of money.
Baker says target money at struggling districts. Hanishek urges focusing more on teacher quality, and he says early childhood programs could help poorer children. The Republican in the race, Secretary of State Chris Kobach, says it's all about how money is spent. He has criticized what he calls Taj Mahal buildings in school districts and bloated administration. Here he is at the raucous Kansas State Fair debate.
We have got to stop spending so much money on administration and spend it instead in the classroom, on the teachers' salaries, on the computers, and on the books. That is where the money belongs.
Kobach pegs classroom spending at 50%. He says it should be 75% of all education spending. Tom DeLuca, a former teacher and school administrator now teaching at the University of Kansas, says it all comes down to what you count.
You have to look outside the four walls of a classroom because learning takes place, or learning is supported at multiple levels and multiple places by multiple resources.
So not counting things like counselors, library staff, and school psychologists leads to some measures putting Kansas classroom spending at around 53 or 60%.
That sounds quite shocking until you look at what that actually means and when you look at the things that are not included.
That's Mark Tallman with the Kansas Association of School Boards. Add in those other services that help students, plus the cost of transporting students and feeding them, and he says you are approaching 70% of spending. That's before counting the cost of building construction and upkeep. Independent candidate Greg Orman says the state just needs to rev up its economy with good-paying jobs. Then parents will have more time to be parents instead of working second jobs, and the state will have the money it needs for schools. Here he is at the state fair.
We need to create the jobs and opportunities to allow their parents to have the time to invest in their kids' educations, and ultimately, if we do that, I think we will lift up all Kansans.
Ken Kriz is a professor at the University of Illinois in Springfield. He says there's no button a governor can push for quick and lasting economic growth.
You know, if there was, then everybody would be doing it. And, you know, any type of magic bullet would immediately be recognized and mimicked by other states.
So all three major candidates for governor are touting plans that sound pretty good, but making them work might not be so easy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.